The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
And so the Stars have a chance to inbound it underneath their own basket. They lead it 38-31. Inbounded for Squire. She'll fire a three. Missed it, but the rebound by Shundoff as Shundoff hits the putback.
Tonight, it's the Lou Platt Conference doubleheader in Kearney as the Kearney Catholic Stars welcome in the Wood River Eagles. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
And the rebound brought down by Dylan Mayfield, who had excellent defensive pressure that time to contest the shot. Rojas brings it into the front court on the left wing. Keeps it outside the arch. Looks for the cutter. There's Boss. Sneaks in and gets his first bucket of the ball game.
Tonight's girls' game features the second-ranked Lady Stars looking to stay undefeated, while the boys' game features the most improved team in the conference this season in Wood River. It's the Eagles and Stars coming up next, but first a new Tex Heat pregame show. We'll join ESPN Radio Sports' Randy Bushgar live from Hope Gymnasium in Kearney right after this word from New Tex Heat.
New Tex is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Cope Coliseum for a Lou Platt Conference doubleheader as the Wood River Eagles coming into town to take on the Kearney Catholic Stars. The Lady Stars come in at number two in the state. They are undefeated, perfect 10-0. They will be a prohibitive favorite on the girls' game, but the boys' game is really going to be an up-and-down affair. Could be a very tight ball game. Wood River playing very good basketball, probably a little bit hotter right now than what Kearney Catholic is. And both of these two teams are going to want to play the same style of ball. That is pressure the ball, maybe go full court pressure, and see who takes care of the ball a little bit better. And in talking with Wood River head coach Dave Baugh, he was saying that his team is very, very smart. They just have a pretty good basketball IQ, and that is going to be a big factor in the game because they tend not to make those mistakes when they're pressured, and they put on a pretty good press themselves. So the boys' game should be very, very tight. The girls, Kearney Catholic will be a prohibitive favorite as they take on the Eagles. But, again, that's why they play them, and we'll find out exactly how that all comes out to shake out when we come back from this quick little break, and we'll be back with the starters between the Wood River Eagles and the Kearney Catholic Stars right here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark and New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. We'll take a break. We'll be back with the starters right after this.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
And welcome back here to Kearney Catholic as Wood River in town to take on the Stars. And let's give you our starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. To begin, first of all, for Wood River. And their starters will be Kelsey Baugh, a 5'3 senior. Alexa Burghart is 5'6, also a senior. Madison DeVore, 5'6 senior. Maddie Luhr, 5'6 and a junior. And Sam Luhr is a 5'9 freshman for head coach Darren Parlin. And now for Rick Petrie and the Kearney Catholic Stars. Their starters are the usual. Shayla Connor, she's 5'7 and a senior. Allie Prasoski, 5'6 and a junior. Whitney Calling, 5'6 junior. Maddie Squires, 5'8 and a sophomore. And Kayla Shundoff, the 5'8 senior for head coach Rick Petrie. And as we mentioned, 10-0 is Kearney Catholic, rated number two in the state, according to the Omaha World Herald, behind the Minden Lady Whippets. So there are your starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all of our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, is the better bank. And as we mentioned, Kearney Catholic comes in with a perfect record in this one, whereas on the girls' side for Wood River, they come in with a record of 2-5. Their two wins come from back-to-back games against Sutton and then Cross County, and then against Sandy Creek last week. They lost a tough one in the Sandy Creek Holiday Tournament, 42-38. This is their first action here in the new year. Their last game was back on December the 30th, so they're going to be a pretty well-rested team. They've had plenty of time to get ready here for Kearney Catholic. As we mentioned, they come in with a perfect record of 10-0. And Wood River's played some pretty tough competition. Centura, they lost by 11 to them. They also lost to Grand Island Central Catholic. St. Paul is a very good basketball team, and they played them within 4 points at St. Paul. And, again, they had a tough loss against Blue Hill, who was also 6-1 on the season. So Wood River's been very tested. They played some pretty good competition. They're only 2-5 on the year, but they played a real tough schedule, and that is going to go a long way to get them prepared to take on the Kearney Catholic Stars here tonight at Cope Coliseum. So we're going to take a quick little break here. We'll be back for the tip between the Stars and the Eagles. We'll do that right after this timeout.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC. Nebraska Land.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum as the starter is being announced here for Wood River. Of course, Wood River will be in their traditional purple road uniforms with the white numbers, letters, and trim. Kearney Catholic will be in their home white uniforms with the gold numbers and letters with a little bit of gold trim, green numbers and letters, and then, of course, the gold trim. Now, for the Kearney Catholic Stars, they've got a very deep bench. They will play 10 for sure because oftentimes you'll see a couple minutes of the press, and then they'll make an entire line change to take the turn from hockey. Well, they'll bring five more players in here in the basketball game. So we really anticipate this to be one of those games where maybe Kearney Catholic, even if Wood River hangs with them close, that they might be able to push themselves down the stretch because they will probably be a little bit deeper on the bench and will be able to maybe continue to have that energy level throughout the course of the game. But again, Wood River at 2-5, they have been very well tested throughout the course of the year. So we'll see what kind of fight they'll be able to put up here on the road. We're going to take one last break. When we come back, we'll have the tip between the Eagles and the Stars right after this.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners, but what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call Agent Joe Methy.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids. supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
For Kearney Catholic, as she's done most of the year. And we're just about ready to get underway. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark and New Tech Seed. New Tech, your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support area athletes, coaches, and teams. In and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. For the Eagles, it'll be Sam Lauer doing the jumping. Whistle in the mouth of the official, and we're all set and ready to go, and the tip is going to be knocked into the backcourt. Kearney Catholic's going to be tracking it down, and they'll have the first possession of the basketball game. In the offensive zone, here comes Prasoski. Prasoski on the bounce. We'll kick it off on the right side. Eagles right now going man-to-man. Connor has it top of the circle, drive to her left. She'll stop from the elbow, and they'll reset the offense as now Squires has it top of the key, gives it right side for Shundoff. Now on the left side, here's the three-pointer by Prasoski, and she strokes it in. Three-point goal to get things started here for Allie Prasoski, as the defense just a little bit too slow in getting over there. Now, Baum will dribble through a double team, and there's going to be a reach on Connor. That'll be her first foul, team's first foul of the ball game as well. So a little reach against the Stars here as Kearney Catholic leads it 3-0. First possession of the basketball game continues here for the Eagles. And toss it in is going to be Madison DeVore. And DeVore will help work it back around here as Burkhart has it. Burkhart facing a little pressure by Calling, and she'll give it off here for Lauer, Maddie Lauer. And Maddie will help lob it inside, and that's Sam, and Sam's fouled. So they pass it inside to Sam Lauer, and Lauer goes up strong with it, and there's going to be a reach on the inside, and that'll be a foul on Prasoski. That'll be her first. So a couple free throws coming up here for Lauer. Lure, rather. The 5'8 freshman will fire the first of two free throws, and it is up and good. So she makes the first. And the second is on the way here with 7:08 to go in the first quarter. It is up and good. So she goes 2 for 2 from the free throw line, and those are Wood River's first 2 points of the ball game. Prasoski will work it to the elbow. A little jump stop. Kicks it out here for Connor. Connor gets it inside for Squires. Squires splits the defense. Misses the shot. And Madison DeVore is able to pull down the rebound. And then the long outlet pass nearly stolen away by Kearney Catholic. And now the drive off glass. Kelsey Baugh will bank it in. And that will give Wood River their first lead of the ball game at 4-3. We played about a minute and a half here. From the elbow, Shundoff will dribble to the right side, gives it to Squires. Prasoski's going to fire another three and hits another three. Now, she was well behind that three-point arc, but she was able to stroke it in. Her first two shots, both behind the arc, both go through nothing but the twine. Bounce pass on the right side for Madison DeVore. She'll work it back around the perimeter. Ball is put inside, knocked around a little bit. Possession arrow is pointing to Wood River as it is tied up. Pass that was at the feet of Lure, and she was fortunate enough to keep that one alive. And now they'll inbound it to her, and her shot's a little bit too strong and rebounded by Squires. So Squires will pull down the rebound after Wood River missed the shot. And now they'll kick it back out to Squires, who will fire a three on the right side. It's no good. And the rebound comes out of there, and coming up with it there is going to be Burkhart. So Burkhart with the rebound, and on the dribble here are the Eagles. As they work it back around the perimeter, they give it now on the right wing there for DeVore. DeVore gives it at the elbow, and coming out with it is going to be Sam Lauer. And they'll work it back around here, and Baugh will bounce past it to get it out here for Burkhart. Burkhart's on the bounce, working against Connor. Nice pass onto the baseline. Open for the jumper here is DeVore. DeVore's jumper will not fall, and Squires pulls down the rebound. That won't be the last time we say that tonight. pass up ahead and shut down there is going to be calling. They kick it out, and here's going to be Connor for three. It's bouncing around on the rim and no good, and the rebound is taken out there by Burghardt. So Burghardt pulls down that rebound. After the miss, a nice little pass on the inside. It's going to be up and in for the Eagles. In transition, Sam Luhr able to score as it kind of broke the press and was able to just stay a little bit ahead of that pressure defensively for Kearney Catholic. So here's left side Prasoski. She's hit the first two shots she's taken from out there. Now she's going to spin, penetrate, bank it in, and now she has eight in the ball game. Allie Prasoski, so far the leading scorer for either team. She has all Kearney Catholic points, and it's 8-6. The Eagles down by two have the basketball. Pass on that left side going to be knocked loose by Prasoski. Prasoski tips it up ahead, but she was out of bounds when she made contact. Here's that line change for Kearney Catholic. And for the Eagles, checking in is going to be Jessica Rauert. And also in the game, number 24, Julia Rojas. So it's inbounded here for Baugh. And she'll give it off on the right side here for Rauert. Right wing, Burghardt's got it. And the pass on the left side is going to be thrown away. Wood River with the turnover. 4:18 to go here in quarter number one, 8-6. Kearney Catholic with a two-point lead. Ravenna right now leading Donovan Trumbull 13-7 at the end of one quarter in girls basketball on her sister station. Classic hits 98-9. Driving the lane, laying it up and in is going to be Anna Squires, and Squires will lay it up, and she's got 2 points. She also hit on the arm, and so she'll have a chance for the three-point play. Nice little pass to the elbow. She drove in very hard and was fouled there by Rojas. So Squires with the one shot, and it's up and good. So she's the only one not named Allie Prasoski to score here for Kearney Catholic, and the Stars lead it 11-6. Pressure being put on. Sam Luhr has it stolen away. Pass up ahead. Right wing with it is Kylie Teal, and the Stars then turn the ball over. So we just swap turnovers, and here come the Eagles in the offensive zone. Baugh on the dribble. It's picked up by Messbarger. She'll give it off right side for DeVore, and DeVore is going to be whistled for a turnover. Well, unofficially, three turnovers for Wood River in the early stages compared to one for Kearney Catholic. And Messbarger getting some instructions from Coach Squires. Has it on the bounce, and she'll get it at the elbow over there for Caitlin Long. Long kicks right side for Teal, and Teal will stroke in the three. And we've got a timeout here for the Eagles. Timeout for Coach Parlin, and it's 14-6. Stars with the lead with 3:34 to go here in the second quarter. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We're back right after this.
Right now, Crossroads Ford in Kearney is dealing, dealing, dealing. End of the year is almost here, and inventory has to go. Every late model car, pickup, and SUV priced to sell fast, and they are dealing. They have the most late model pre-owned inventory they've had in years. Many brands, many makes, and models. Drive through their lot today and check them out. Bring your trade. They have on-the-spot appraisals, available bank financing with your good credit, and never a charge for paperwork. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney. Crossroads Ford.
Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Burghardt gives it away. Now gets it back on that right wing. She's picked up there by Teal. And nice entry pass on the inside. They can't handle it, and it's stolen away. Messbarger is able to come up with the basketball here for Kearney Catholic. And they'll kick it off left side for Teal. Teal well behind the three-point arc. Gives left side here for Studi. Studi gets it on that left wing for Anna Squires. Squires back inside for Long. Long's going to drive the lane, hit on the arm, and she'll be heading to the line. And that is going to be a foul on Wood River's Julia Rojas, and that is going to be her second foul. And that will also set up a two-shot opportunity here for Long. So Caitlin Long, first of two free throws, up and good. And her two shots, well, her first of two shots, makes it now 15-6. Second free throw by Long is on the way, bends those knees, fires it up, and strokes it in. That's a good-looking free throw form there. One reason why she's about 53% on the season. Long outlet pass. It's bouncing away. Last touch by Kearney Catholic. And the officials are going to get together and huddle this one up. The official nearest to it thought that it was Wood River basketball, and the back official wasn't so sure. They discussed it, and it is going to be Wood River ball here. So they inbound it here for Baugh. Gives it right side to DeBoer. Everybody cycles through. They get it out to Lauer. And Luer will turn it over. So the Stars facing a little pressure, but they handle it. Messbarger is going to drive. Gets it to Squires. And Squires passing is fouled. And so that'll be another Wood River foul here. That'll be their third as a team. With 2:30 to go in quarter number one. And it'll be the first foul on Sam Luer. So Messbarger is going to inbound on the baseline. This is kind of that second line for Kearney Catholic. They inbound it for Teal. Teal's three-pointer bounces around, no good. Offensive rebound in underneath by Long, and then we got a foul. So Kearney Catholic missed the three, but then Long was able to pull down the rebound and then was fouled. Lob pass for Squires. Squires kicks it out. Here's a three-pointer for Studi, and Studi will stroke it in. So Morgan Studi with the three-pointer, and it's now 19-6. Stars with the fairly comfortable lead here. On the dribble, Baugh. She'll kick it back around the perimeter, top of the circle. Open for three is Burghardt. Burghardt can't get it to fall, and the rebound is taken out of there by Squires. So Maddie Squires with the rebound, and quickly they'll get it on the left side, and Messbarger will score. They kicked it up ahead to Messbarger, and she was quick enough to get that shot off before the defense was really ready. So 21-6, Stars with the lead inside at 2 minutes to go here. They work the ball inside. The Eagles kick it out, and Luer will stroke it in. Maddie Luer with a nice little stroke there, and she's got 3 points. 21-9, minute 33 to go here. Left on the baseline drive now is Squires. Takes it off glass, no good. Gets her own rebound, and they'll work it back around the perimeter to Studi. She'll kick it out for Messbarger. Messbarger's shot will not fall. And so they'll work it back around the perimeter again. They get it off on that left side. Quick little jumper won't fall. And coming out with the rebound and on the dribble is going to be Baugh. Baugh gave it away. Now they'll give it back out here to DeBoer. It was deflected by Messbarger, and picking it up was Baugh. She just basically played defensive back and outran the receiver to the basketball in a sense. So Wood River maintains possession. They get it in the lane. In trouble is Luer. And Luer is fouled. And that will be two shots coming up here for the Eagles. That'll be the first foul on Caitlin Long of the ball game. Only the third team foul against Kearney Catholic compared to 10 here for Wood River. So the free throw is up and no good for Luer. She's got one more coming up, though, as she was in the act of shooting. Luer with 4 points in the game so far, with 50.1 to go before the end of the first quarter. It is 21-9. Kearney Catholic up by a dozen. Make that 11 because the second free throw is good for Luer. And checking in is going to be Jessica Rowert for Luer. So the 5'9 freshman will get a little breather here. And the Stars will inbound it. And we've got a stoppage here. I think they have a problem with the clock. Well, the question was about how many fouls there are. Yeah, they only have 10 fouls. They're going to fix that. And I think they said that it was 5. In any event, they said they're going to change it at the quarter, so we'll double-check that. Stars put their starting lineup in there. So Connor will work it off on the right side here to Prasoski. Gets it at the elbow for Maddie Squires. Back to Prasoski. Prasoski in the lane. Very active. Fadeaway jumper, no good. Offensive rebound for Connor, and Connor is fouled. Connor, nice job getting that rebound and then hit on the arm as she put up the shot. And a foul whistled here on Wood River. They're going to figure out at intermission how to change the team fouls. That'll be first personal foul on Jessica Rowert. So Connor will go to the line, and she will shoot two. The first one is up and good. And the second one is on the way. It rolls around, and it, too, will find its place as it goes in with 27 seconds left. Long outlet pass here for Wood River. And they have it stolen away. Nice defensive play there by Shundoff, as Shundoff was able to make the steal. So Prasovsky gives it back to Shundoff. She's well behind the three-point arc. They get it in the lane for Squires. Squires will drive through a double team, lay it up and in. Nice drive with that strong right hand for Maddie Squires. And there's 6 seconds left to go in the quarter. On the run here is Ba Ba, coast to coast, and is fouled with 1.6 to go. I think they're going to give that to Shundoff. Yep, it's going to be on Shundoff. So there's going to be a couple of free throws coming up here for Baum, who did a great job of driving coast to coast, and she'll have two shots, and the first one is up and good. So that'll make it now 25 to 11 with 1.5 seconds to go here before the end of the first quarter. And the second free throw is also good. See if the Stars can do anything with it. Bounce pass, long shot from about three-quarter court, and it is off the mark. And so we've got one quarter in the books. Stars lead Wood River 25 to 12 as we'll head to the second quarter right after this timeout.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud to have lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Going to Bowling and shot for three, good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint, little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down to the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up and in.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum. One quarter is in the books, and the Stars comfortably ahead here, 25 to 12 at the end of one quarter of play. And just some real quick statistics for you. Shooting from the field for Kearney Catholic, unofficially, I have them overall being 8 of 16. Wood River has only gotten off 5 shots. They're 3 of 5. Stars have it. Driving the lane, a little floater by Colling. Colling's shot will not fall, and rebounded by Sam Luer. So Luer will kick it up ahead. Here is Burghardt. She'll take it all the way down the baseline. Extra pass down low, and I think we got a kick. It's going to be whistled against Prasovsky. Prasovsky came up with the ball, but they're going to say that, well, being a soccer player, she used her feet maybe a little bit more than what the officials like. So they do call the kick, and the Eagles will inbound on their baseline. Burghardt works it around. Ba will drive, float, and score. Nice little drive off the baseline to take it to the elbow and float it up from about 6 feet away. Nice quick first step there for Ba, made all the difference in the world. Pososki's going to get it top of the circle here for Squires. Left side for Connor. Again, Wood River going man-to-man. Top of the circle, they give it for Whitney Colling. Colling's going to drive. She runs between a couple of Eagles, and the officials look at each other and see whether or not either one of them had a foul. And the top official did. It is going to be a block here on Burghardt. I think the down official thought that it was a walk. But the top official saw a foul, and they inbound it to Squires, and she'll pull up a 15-foot jumper. No good. And the rebound by Shundoff, and then we got a foul. And it's going to be on Kearney Catholic, and that'll be on Whitney Colling. So Colling whistled for the foul here. Six fouls have been whistled against Wood River, 5 on Kearney Catholic as they corrected the scoreboard. As soon as I said 10 in that first quarter, I knew that was wrong. Burghardt with the dribble gets it off for Baugh. Baugh works it back around. And the bounce pass on the left side here for Burghardt. Her baseline jumper is no good. A little bit too strong. Squires pulls down the rebound, and she'll get it up ahead for Prosowski. Prosowski, a three in transition. Her first miss from that range tonight, and it's pulled on out of there by Maddie Luehr. So Luehr pulls down the rebound, and then on the other end, Prosowski knocks the ball loose, and there's going to be a scrum for the ball there. Prosowski knocked it loose and then basically ended up diving on it, and Luehr then was able to tie it up. Possession arrow is pointing to Wood River. And here's a three-pointer for the Eagles on the inbounds play. That is missed, and the rebound's taken out of there by Connor. She'll get it up ahead. A little runner over here for Whitney Colling. Colling shot will not fall. Rebounded by Maddie Squires, and they'll kick it out here for Prosowski. And Prosowski, she missed the jumper. And the rebound by the Eagles. Dribbling out of there with it is Burghardt after she snagged the rebound. And they'll set up the offense. Maddie Luehr will try to work it inside, and it's going to be stolen away by Prosowski. So Prosowski on the bounce here will slow things down with 5:55 to go. Stars will go with a line change at the next whistle. Left side, Prosowski, she'll fire the three. That one is no good. And the rebound by Maddie Luehr. So here comes Baugh into the offensive zone. Right wing to get it for Luehr, well behind the three-point arc. She'll get it off here for Burghardt. Entry pass on the inside that's knocked loose by Squires. And coming out of there with it is going to be Whitney Colling. So Colling with the basketball. We'll get it now top of the circle here for Shundoff. Back to Squires. Squires, they clear out the lane for her. She'll spin. She'll bank it off glass. It rolls. No good, but there is a whistle and a foul. And so the sophomore will head to the free throw line for a couple of shots. 25-14, and the foul on Sam Luehr is going to be her second. So two free throws for Maddie Squires. And the first one is up and good. 26-14. Stars lead it by a dozen. And again, they make the change of 4 of 5. And if Squires makes the shot, that entire second line will come back in here, which is Messbarger and Studi and Teal and Squires with Caitlin Long. And the free throw is up and good. So we will finish the line change. And the Eagles to inbound. They'll get it off here for Baugh. Baugh in the corner. Long pass up ahead here for Burghardt. Burghardt breaks the press all by herself. Nice job with the dribble. And she'll get it off. Baugh will drive, penetrate a little bit, kick right wing for Rauert, who came up a little bit ago. Ball knocked loose by Teal, but Burghardt picks it up, dribbles the lane, and Wood River turns it over. Stars just fighting for the basketball there. Studi. We give it top of the circle here for Teal. Teal will dribble on that left side, take it off glass, no good. Rebound by Sam Luehr. Luehr pass up ahead. The Eagles weren't ready for it, and Squires comes up with it, and nearly over and back. Pass up ahead here for Long. Long's pass is stolen away, so both teams turn the ball over, and we've got a timeout here for the Eagles. Hectic pace right now. Kearney Catholic with a 27-14 lead. Timeout Wood River with 4:30 to go. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum. And again, this timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance in Kearney. Well, the good news is timeout gives Wood River a chance to kind of circle the wagons a little bit. Bad news is Stars have the opportunity to put the full court press on. Messbarger pressuring Bob, but she does a great job dribbling the basketball, brings it in the offensive zone. Lauer has it top of the circle. DeVore will work it back around. And they're looking back inside for Rauert. Top of the circle here for Luehr. Entry pass in the lane. There's Burghardt posting up, puts up the shot. It goes in, but the official waves off the shot and says the foul came before. And they say it was just as the ball was coming in there, and that's going to be on Anna Squires. And that will be her first. Eagles inbound on the baseline. They toss it in here for Luer. Pass back out to Luer as Baugh had it momentarily. Now Baugh's going to set up the half-court offense. They get it right wing here for Luer. Back to Baugh. Left side, Rauert. Pass is deflected, but Baugh picks it up. She's such a calming influence. And the pass back to her, stolen away. The steal by Studi. Studi's going to drive. Hand it off to the runner in the lane. And Michelle Messbarger lays it up and in. Unselfish basketball there after Kearney Catholic was able to make the steal. DeVore kicks it inside. Burkhart will drive on that baseline. Shot's no good. Michelle Messbarger pulls down the rebound. And here come the Stars. They lead it 29-14. Anna Squires kicks it back out for Long. Long couldn't reel it in, but Studi's right there. And now a little runner on that left side. Michelle Messbarger with a little runner from about 9 feet away. And she's got 2 points in the ball game. Caught it out near that three-point arc and split the distance in half with a little runner that she shot really from her hip. Rauert kicks left side. Now backdoor cut. That's a nice drive. Layup no good for Lauer, for Luer rather, and it's rebounded out of there by Anna Squires. Squires pulls down the rebound, and the kick out on the right side. Three-pointer up and good for Kearney Catholic's Kylie Teal. So Teal strokes it in, and they're having trouble tracking down the ball over there. And that's going to allow, they stop it, as actually the inbounds was deflected away. And Emily Loy and Sam Luer checking back into the ballgame here for the Eagles. They inbound it for Burkhart. Burkhart gets it off here for Loy. Loy facing a little bit of pressure by Messbarger, but she's got it across the timeline. She's used up her dribble. Messbarger nearly tied it up. Burkhart gets the pass from Loy, and Loy, well, she's not closely defended there by Anna Squires, as they'll get it off here left side for DeVore. Between the circles, they get it for Rauert. Top of the circle here for Burkhart. In the lane, they get it for Sam Luer. Luer's got a cutter. Now they try to get back into Luer, and it's going to be a hell ball, and the possession arrow is pointing to Kearney Catholic. So that will be a Wood River turnover because the Stars were able to get the basketball after tying it up. Whitney Colling coming back into the ballgame. One of those rare one-person substitutions for Kearney Catholic. They often sub five at a time. Hand off. On the cut here is going to be Kylie Teal. Teal, a nice little runner in the lane, has 2 more points. And so she's got 8 in the ballgame. Ball knocked loose. The Eagles trying to track it down, and they do, and there's going to be a foul whistled on Morgan Studi. So Studi trying to get to the ball committed the foul because Sam Luer got there first. That is going to be 7 fouls on Kearney Catholic. So we got a 1-and-1 coming up here, and it is Luer that's going to be heading to the free throw line. So Luer toes the line for that 1-and-1, and the first one is up and good. So I'll earn her the bonus with 1:45 to go here in the second quarter. It is 36-15. 21-point lead here for Kearney Catholic. Second free throw is up and good. Free throw line's been pretty good here to Wood River. They're 7-of-8 from the line. Kearney Catholic also shooting well from the stripe. They're 7-of-7 unofficially. 20-point ball game with 1:40 to go here. Pass on the right side up high to get it is Studi. Studi gets to the elbow for Long. Gives it to Teal. Teal on that left side kicks it out. Here's the three-pointer, and it is off the mark. Pulling it down is going to be Studi. And Studi will kick the ball back out. They get it to Long. Long, that's a tough drive. Can't get the shot to fall. And that's rebounded. Kicked out to Teal. And Teal's going to drain the three. So Teal hits the three-pointer. After Kearney Catholic got that rebound, I think it was Squires that got the rebound. And that's stolen away by Kearney Catholic on the run here. Studi, she's going to lay it off the glass, and it's in. And another timeout, this time by Kearney Catholic. 57.6 to go here. 25-point lead for the Stars. They lead at 41-16. Timeout Kearney Catholic brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We're back right after this.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And welcome back here. Less than a minute to go before halftime. It is 41-16. Kearney Catholic very much in control in this one. And inbounding it here is going to be Wood River. Timeout there by the Stars. And that long pass going to be knocked away by Squires. I guess I have to be specific, don't I? And that would be Maddie Squires who knocked it loose. And just double-checking, all the starters are out there right now for Kearney Catholic. Connor Prasoski calling Squires and Shundoff, and they break the press as Wood River. They get it up ahead. They get the bucket and the foul. They worked it up. I don't think they dribbled the entire inbounds, and Sam Luer was able to lay it up and in, and she'll be heading to the free throw line as she was hit on the arm, trying to catch up to the play there with Shundoff, and Shundoff now whistle for her second foul. And the free throw is up and good. So both teams continue to shoot very, very well from the free throw line. 41 seconds to go in the first half. With it is number 41, Maddie Squires. And she gives it to 21. Here's a three-pointer for Prasoski, top of the key. No good. And rebounded by Alyssa Brown. So Brown's able to track down that three-pointer. And on the dribble here is Burghardt. Burghardt, nice pass on the inside, but it's blocked by Squires. Great job there by Squires with the block. So they'll work it back around the perimeter. And now Squires has it top of the key. A little jump stop, kicks out for Prasoski, gets the defender in the air. She'll dribble to the left, fire a three, no good. Rebounded with 2 seconds left. A little flip here by Squires. It won't fall. And the rebound at the buzzer by Sam Luer. And that is the end of quarter number two. So we'll head to halftime. Stars right now leading it 41-19. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. That's coming up right after this timeout.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
And welcome back here to Kearney Catholic, Pope Coliseum, as the Stars lead at intermission of the girls' basketball game 41-19. Kearney Catholic with the lead over Wood River. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time at Ravenna Sanitation. We take trash seriously from your home, the farm, and your business. We remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. Of course, in our second game of the night, Scott Carlin's Kearney Catholic Stars will be taking on the Wood River Eagles, team that's been playing pretty darn well here down the stretch. They're pretty hot basketball team, Coach.
Yeah, they really are. I mean, they went down to the Sandy Creek Holiday Tournament and won three games down there, beat a good Milford team in the semifinals, then beat Ord in the finals, and really dictated tempo in both those games against two very good ball clubs, I think.
They're somewhat similar to you because you guys like to use the entire court, go full court, press the ball and push the offense when you get the opportunity. They very much like to do exactly the same thing.
Yeah, you know, they're getting up and down. They're looking to shoot the ball if they're open. They're not taking a lot of time. If they got a good look, they're saying, hey, let's get it up. We're going to crash the boards hard. Then if we miss it, oh, well, we're going to go get the rebound. And they do a very nice job of that.
You've had kind of a tough go here down the stretch. I mean, you had a real tight, tough ball game here at home in the holiday tournament against St. Pat's. Lost that one 60-54. Had a 22-point lead against Overton. Hate to bring up bad memories, but falling in that one 68-67, which was really an exciting basketball game. But that one is one that you can turn the season forward or backward based on that game, can't you?
Yeah, we really talked about doing the little things and just talked about, hey, you know, yeah, they hit shots and we didn't take a lot of different ones, but at times it's knowing situations, and that's being a younger team of saying, okay, yeah, that's a great shot when we're hitting, but now that we're missing, let's work the ball for 30 seconds. Let's get a layup here. Let's get to the free throw line so we can set something up so they're not always transitioning and we're scrambling the whole time. So we really talked a lot about it, but the guys responded extremely well coming into practice with great focus. And we've had a good week of practice so far.
And it is one of those things that, you know, it's situational basketball. And there's where you guys are going to be different than Wood River. Wood River is a lot more experienced. They're a lot older. They're a lot more veteran team. You know, even their juniors have played a lot of varsity basketball the last few years. So how do you – I mean, it's going to be such a mental game out there today. They're going to try to outthink you.
Yeah, it really is. You know, and I'm hoping we get Matt Moore and Derek Jackson back for at least a little bit, so we'll have a little bit more experience out on the court. But, you know, our guys have really stepped up, and we've probably watched more film in this week as a group than we have in times past of just pointing things out of, okay, if they're doing this, what can we do here to counteract it and stuff like that. And our guys, it started to click a little bit more. We just got to see how guys respond a little bit for us and for them, because I think we can still do some things to frustrate them, even though they do have some experience.
Talking with Scott Carlin, the head boys basketball coach at Kearney Catholic. A couple of things, and I'll get back to the injury situation here in just a second. When you mentioned looking at film, are you looking at what you guys are doing, or are you really kind of concentrating on what Wood River does and then how you deal with that?
A little of both. I mean, we're going to see how they handle some of the stuff we do, but some of it's just, hey, what do they like to do? Because I'm a firm believer that if you can take away their favorite thing to do and make them do a second or third favorite thing, it makes a team have to work more. It makes them less sure of themselves. So I look at what they like to do and how we're going to try to counteract that, and then what I believe they will do against it.
Okay, now let's go back to the injury situation. You know, you got a couple of senior leaders that have really done a lot of great little things for you. Derek Jackson, Matt Moore, give us an injury update as best you can at this point.
As of right now, they're planning on to at least go through warm-ups, and we'll take it from there. I'm hoping we have them. I don't know how much we'll have them, but it could be quarter by quarter. It could be 10-second spurts at a time for how they feel a little bit, dead ball to dead ball a little bit. And part of it's depending on the game. If for some reason it's not a real close game, it's got to be something that we're going to have to get them out to try to save them a little bit, too, for the rest of the year.
Are these going to be the types of injuries that might be kind of nagging? I mean, Matt has pretty good ankle sprain, and the first time you ever have an ankle sprain, those are always the most severe one that you ever have.
Yeah, you know, I mean, first time he's done something like that, and it just kind of comes back, and just when we think he's going to be fine, he'll do something in practice or in a game where he just tweaks it a little bit. So we're hoping, you know, it gets better with time, gets strengthened, but yeah, it might be nagging. That's what we're afraid of. So we just kind of got to go a little bit by a little bit and just see how it is. Derek's progressed probably a little bit faster than Matt has, but Derek's dealt with ankles before a little bit and knows a little bit of how to take them.
And, you know, on the surface, you say it's a sprained ankle. That's not so bad, but, I mean, it just takes time to heal. It is one of those things you grit out because you're slowed down and now you can't play your game.
Well, and the thing is with an ankle, if this was a game where everything was straight up front and back, it might be different, but we're going side to side. We're going at angles. We're cutting. We're stopping on dimes, or trying to at least. When you can't plant or push off of a foot, it really limits your effectiveness.
Yeah, and then you're not helping the team like you need, yeah, and need to get that help from them. Yeah. All right, what do you really kind of see as the key tonight against Wood River?
I think the turnover battle is going to be huge. I think we have to take care of the ball when they try to change things up on us. We have to force turnovers, obviously. I mean, we haven't done a very good job at times of that this year, of making teams think about what we're coming out in, and that's on me. I got to mix it up more, and then we got to rebound it. Wood River does an extremely nice job of crashing the boards. And even at times, I've noticed if you get the rebound, but you turn and you're half-hearted with it and you're not strong with it, they just rip it right from your hands. And we got to be aware of that and keep them from the easy buckets.
Coach, appreciate time. Best of luck to you. Talk to you after the game.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, once again, we're at halftime. 41-19, Kearney Catholic, 22-point lead over Wood River in girls basketball. We're going to take a one-minute break here, and when we come back, we'll take a look at the numbers as we continue with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this timeout.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back here to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. And we'll take a look at the numbers. We'll begin, first of all, here for the Wood River Eagles. And here at halftime, leading the way for the Eagles with 10 points is Sam Luer. She's got 10. She's the leading scorer. 6 points for Kelsey Baum. And Maddie Luer has 3 points. And there's your 19 points here for the Eagles. Half of those coming to Luer. And unofficially rebounding, leading the way is Luer with 3. And Alexis Brungardt also has 3 points here at intermission for Kearney Catholic. And obviously with 41 points in the ball game, they've got a little bit more to look at here. Kylie Teal is leading the way. She's got 11. Allie Prasoski with 8. Michelle Mossberger, 6. Maddie Squires with 4. Morgan Studi, 3. Anna Squires with 3. And Shayla Connor, Caitlin Long, both with 2 points here. As we'll take one last 30-second timeout. The Stars right now leading at 41-19 at halftime. We're back right after this.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Honor. They get it back out for Squires. It gets it to Prasoski, top of the key. She'll kick left side for Calling. Top of the circle here for Squires. Squires, a little penetration, kicks out. Three-pointer for Shundoff, will not fall. And the rebounded out of there by Luer. So Luer pulls down the rebound after Kearney Catholic missed the three. They were fairly patient, passing the ball around. That was a good look for Shundoff. It just didn't fall. Passed at the elbow, nearly fouled. They kick it out here for Baugh. Baugh's three-pointer is off the mark and now out of bounds. It hit the side of the rim and then went out of bounds. And that'll be a team rebound here for Kearney Catholic. So Stars with a 41-19 lead. We'll give it off to number 41. Squires gives it right side to Prasoski. Prasoski gets a little screen top of the key, but fighting through it was Baugh. And so she'll have to kick it out here for Connor. Connor will drive, get body contact, take it off glass, no good. Gets her own rebound, and they'll kick it back around the perimeter. And they work it inside, and the bucket's going to be good for Shayla Connor. So Connor got that entry pass from Squires, and you don't see Connor posting up very often, but that's essentially what she did. Entry pass inside off glass. Sam Luer will answer right back here for Wood River. So Wood River will cut that lead right back down to 22. Backing in here is going to be Whitney Colling. Colling will put up the shot, hit on the arm, so she'll go to the line. She got the ball underneath the glass, kind of bounced her way into the right side, put up the shot. She was hit on the arm. And so the first foul of the second half is whistled on Alexa Burghardt. And for Burghardt, that will be her second. And the free throw is up and no good for Colling. So she misses the first one. And Colling, about a 49% free throw shooter on the season, and the second one is also no good. So I'll drop that 49% free throw shooting average just a little bit lower. Check that, 69. I'm glad I put my glasses on. DeVore, left side, will put up the three-pointer. It is off of Colling and out of bounds. So Wood River misses the three, but they were able to pull down the rebound in a sense because it went off Kearney Catholic. So that'll be a team rebound. The Eagles will inbound on the baseline. Kelsey Ball will be told to do it on the right side of the baseline. And she'll kick it off to the left side here for Burghardt. Burghardt dribbles to the elbow, kicks it out for Baugh. Baugh shut off by Connor, so they'll work it here left side for Luer. And Luer, jumper, no good. Good luck at the basket, no good. And Squires is able to pull down the rebound here for Kearney Catholic. And the Stars will have it on the bounce. Prasoski is going to lob it down low. And they had her sealed up, so that's going to be a Kearney Catholic turnover. So Stars turned it over. Pass up ahead here for Burghardt. Burghardt's shot deflected by Kearney Catholic and out of bounds. Not sure if that was Connor or Shundoff. We'll give Shundoff a block here, but they were both right there defensively as it goes out of bounds. So the Eagles inbound. 43-21. And they inbound it. It hits the glass, but picking it up here is going to be Luer. And then Luer, being double-teamed, she ended up walking with it. Well, she got the ball where she didn't want it. And that's not where they intended it to be because the inbounds pass hit the glass. Right now, Coach Parlin pleading his case with the officials, but it is going to be Kearney Catholic basketball. Squires has used up the dribble. We'll kick it off on the left wing. Penetration here by Colling in the lane. Jumper back of the iron, no good. And rebounded out of there by Rojas. So Julia Rojas snags the rebound after Kearney Catholic misses the jumper. And the pass on the right side knocked out of bounds by the Stars. So they'll inbound it at the end of the Wood River bench. And tossing it in here is going to be Baugh. Baugh has it. Gets it at the elbow. Nice little ball fake here by Burghardt. She's going to dribble it back out, give it to Baugh. And Ball will have to reset the offense. 2-3 zone right now for Kearney Catholic, and we're going to have a reach on Maddie Squires. They got it at the elbow, and Squires reached in there. That will be her first. Team's first of the second half. And Ball will inbound it. Shundoff tying her shoe right now. And I'm sure we'll see that second line coming in for Kearney Catholic here, and probably in the next 30 to 40 seconds of game time. Inbounds here for Jessica Rowert. She'll kick it off on the left side. Three-pointer for Burghardt. No good. Squires pulls down the rebound. And Kearney Catholic is on the run here. They slow it down, does Prasoski. Kick into the corner, making the catch there is going to be Colling. Colling gets it to Squires. Squires in a little trouble, kicks it out to Connor. Connor, a little runner in the lane, in and out. And it falls out and rebounded by Squires and then tied up by Rojas. Kearney Catholic right now just can't seem to buy a bucket. They've had some pretty good looks rimming in and out. Possession arrow is pointing to the Stars. So they'll inbound it. And they toss it in to Squires at the free throw line. It gives it left side. Open three here for Connor. It's back of the iron and no good. Rebound out of there by Rowert. So Rowert with the defensive rebound. Boss facing a little bit of pressure. Now the long outlet pass is stolen by Squires. So Squires with the steal. And she's going to drive all the way in, get the bucket, and nope, they're going to say she was fouled. Nope, check that, her walk. There's a little bit of traffic there, but she walked with it, jump stopping through that. Just didn't quite have her footing, so that'll be no harm, no foul for either team as we basically swap turnovers. Nice deal by Squires. And then the defense collapsed on her down low, and gives some credit here to Julia Rojas for helping force that turnover. And here is a bad pass. It's stolen away by Messbarger, who comes in. She gives it to Anna Squires. Anna Squires has it. They'll work it back around the perimeter. Teal has it top of the key off of a screen. Nice little floater on that right side. Bounce pass, a little floater to Morgan Studi, and Studi banks it off the glass for 2 points. So off of the Wood River turnover, Kearney Catholic gets points on the other end. Pass on the right side for Burghardt. She's got it with a pass to Baugh right at the jump circle. She has it and dribbles to that right side. Messbarger pressuring her a little bit. They get it back out to Burghardt. Back to Baugh. Left wing for Maddie Luer. Luer gets it down low here for Rowert. Rowert's jumper will not fall. Rebound tracked down, and coming out with it is going to be Rowert. And we've got a timeout here for Wood River. Not happy with how the offense is looking. A timeout here for the Eagles and head coach Darren Parlin. 3:17 to go here, third quarter, 45-21. Stars lead it by 24. Timeout Eagles. We'll take it with them. Brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
And welcome back here. 42-33, Ravenna right now leading Donovan Trumbull at the end of three quarters on her sister station, Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. Here the Stars lead Wood River 45-21 with 3:13 to go here in the third quarter. Eagles have it after they inbound it. Timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance, an entry pass and a foul. They got it to Luer, and Luer was hit by Long. So Long will commit her second personal foul. Team's second foul of the second half. Inbounded for Luer. Luer's going to fire the three and hit the three. Maddie Luer strokes in the three-pointer off that inbounds play, and that was pretty easy here for Wood River as they cut the lead back down to 22. Left side, three-pointer for the Stars. Won't fall for Squires. And then the long rebound back out for Maddie Luer, and Luer stepped on something and slipped. It might have been a foot that she landed on. She does not have a sprained ankle, fortunately for her, but she does turn the ball over. So on the right side, Teal's got it here for the Stars, and they get on the baseline for Long. Back out to Teal. She'll fire a three. It's no good. Rebounded by Anna Squires. So nice job there by Squires to pull down the rebound. They're still working it around the perimeter. Teal's got it now at the free throw line. Gets it on the baseline for Messbarger. Messbarger, such a quick shot, up and in. She rattles that one home from about 12 feet on the baseline, and that ball was in her hands for less than a second from the time it touched to the time it was on the way to the basket. 47-23. Entry pass to the elbow, stolen away by Messbarger. So Messbarger with the steal, and they'll get it up ahead here for Teal. Teal gives it left side for Studi. Studi left side now for Anna Squires. Entry pass in for Long. She's going to kick it back out for Teal. Teal thought about a WNBA three, but she'll give it off the right side for Studi. Studi inside for Long. Long, little spin off glass, good. She's done a great job of learning that little post move where she pivots back to the inside, and it returns into some points. Long outlet pass near the timeline. And it's going to be intercepted by Kearney Catholic. And then the long pass knocked away by Baugh. So Wood River turns it over. As the steal was made by Teal, but a great job by Baugh. She was the low number on a 3-on-1 break, but she was able to deflect it out of bounds. So she's got a lot of help now as Kearney Catholic has to inbound it. They'll toss it in here for calling. Or check that, for Studi. And Studi's three-pointer is no good. And we got foul on the rebound. It's going to go on Kearney Catholic. I think that's going to be on. Well, I thought for a moment there it was going to be a long. It's actually on Anna Squires. And for Squires, that is going to be her second foul. Wood River very quickly brings it up court. They miss the quick little jumper, and it's rebounded out of there by Messbarger. And on the baseline, we got a little push. It's going to be whistled on the Eagles. Matty Luehr going to be whistled for the foul. With a minute 10 to go here. Second foul of the second half here against Wood River. First foul of the ball game against Matty Luehr. Teal to inbound it. And they're not really covering Studi very closely at all, but they'll get it top of the circle to Squires. Back left side for Teal. Teal will fire a three. It's no good. Long with the rebound, and she gets the bucket and the foul. So Caitlin Long makes the putback after Kearney Catholic missed the three. But Long now with a chance to finish off the three-point play. And the foul on Matty Luehr, that is going to be her second. So the free throw for Long is no good. And the rebound out of bounds. And they're going to say last touch by Anna Squires. Clock ran a little bit longer than it was supposed to, so they stopped things here. Scores 51 to 23. Put a few seconds on, and here's the steal by Kearney Catholic, and then the foul. Morgan Studi made the steal, and on her way to the basket was fouled. It hit the side of the rim as she was kind of pushed there. Nothing dirty about it, but a little foul there on Alyssa Brown. So Brown with the foul. A couple of free throws coming up here for Kearney Catholic, and the first one is no good. So Studi has one more free throw coming up here. She missed the first. And Studi on the season, a 67% free throw shooter, but she missed both of them there. Wood River with the basketball as they work it around the perimeter. And trapped over there, but Studi is able to come away with a steal here for Kearney Catholic. So she's got the basketball as everybody clears out, 30 seconds to go. Teal in the lane, gets it on the baseline for Long. Back out for Stride, who checked in a little bit ago. And off on the left side for Studi. For Squires, back to Studi, and Studi an extra step. Kearney Catholics just turned it over. Back in the game, Kelsey Baugh here for Wood River with 13 seconds to go before the end of the third quarter. Matty Luehr will toss it in here for Alexa Burghardt. Burghardt, pass up ahead here for Sam Luehr. Luehr in the lane, kicks it off left side for Matty Luehr. Matty Luehr's shot no good. Rebound taken out of there by Anna Squires. Squires gets it up here to Studi, and she runs out of time before she can make anything happen. So we have played three quarters, and our score right now, 51-23. Kearney Catholic with the lead over Wood River. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with the fourth quarter right after this.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents love to talk about satisfied customers and how they got that way.
I remember Bob and his old motorcycle. They were joined at the hip. Then somebody helped themselves to it. But because he insured it right, Shelter helped him get a new anniversary edition of the same model. Bob still misses his old bike, but he admits his new seat is a lot more comfortable.
Motorcycles to riding mowers, RVs to bass boats, we've got you covered.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter agent Joe Methy.
In the market for late model pre-owned car, SUV, or pickup, come to Crossroads Ford in Kearney. They have all kinds of 2011, 2012, and 2013s in stock. Many brands to choose from. All have multi-point inspection and are priced to sell fast. Here's just a few. A new body 2013 Ford Fusion SE four-doors with low miles. 2012 Ford Focus SE or SEL. 11 Kia Soul with under 25,000 miles. 13 Ford Edge SEL all-wheel drive under 20,000 miles. 2011 Chevy Avalanche 4x4. 2012 Volkswagen Passat SE four-door. They will deal. They want trade-ins. Stop and see them today. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum as the Stars lead it 51-23 at the end of three quarters of play. The Stars en route to winning their 11th ball game of the season. Things won't get a whole lot easier for Wood River tomorrow when they travel to Ravenna. Speaking of Ravenna, they've got a 42-33 lead over Donovan Trumbull at the end of three quarters on our sister station, Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. On the right wing with it, Luehr. She'll work it back around the perimeter here for Baugh. Back to Luehr on that right side. A little hesitation step for Luehr. Kept her pivot foot. They get it in the lane here for Sam Luehr. Turnaround jumper is no good. And tracking the rebound is going to be Shundoff. So Shundoff is able to pull down the rebound. And here come the Stars up ahead in the offensive zone. Squires kicks it off on the right side here to Prasoski. She'll fire a three. She missed it, and the offensive rebound for Squires, and Squires is fouled. So Kearney Catholic misses the three, and then Squires pulls down the rebound and driving the lane, hit on the arm, so she'll be putting up two shots after the foul on Sam Luer, which is her third. So the free throw for the sophomore is a little bit short. So one more free throw coming up here for Maddie Squires. She missed the first, and she will also miss the second. So after me bragging up the free throw shooting for these two teams, they've kind of struggled. With the dribble here is Baugh. Baugh being harassed there by Whitney Colling, but she brings in the offensive zone. Pass deflected. Tracking it down here is Burghardt. Burghardt double team, but they work it back around the perimeter. There's DeVore open for the three momentarily. She'll give it out for Baugh. Baugh on the dribble. Stars right now going 2-3 zone. They get off left side for DeVore. DeVore well behind the three-point arc. We'll give it off on the right side here for Luer. Luer gets in the lane for Burghardt. Burghardt kicks it back out for Luer, and we're going to have a hold here on Kearney Catholic. And that'll be on Allie Prasoski. Prasoski, first trip, two trips down the court, hit three-pointers, and she's got 8 points here in the ballgame. That is now unofficially, well, I guess she just has one foul here. I have her for two, but they have one on the scoreboard. And the pass stolen away. Coming away with it is Shayla Connor. As Connor's able to make the steal, and Kearney Catholic slowly brings in the offensive zone with 6.5 minutes to go in the ballgame. 51-23, Stars in command here. As the Eagles back on defense, dangerous pass. Prasoski knocked it loose, and Wood River comes up with it. Luer up ahead here for Kelsey Baugh, and Baugh's going to lay it up and in. And we got a foul on Kearney Catholic. So she'll get the bucket. And at the free throw line to finish off the three-point play will be Kelsey Baugh. The foul will be on Shundoff, and that will be her third. And the free throw is up, rolls around, and no good. Rebounded out of there by Squires. Maddie Squires with another defensive rebound. They give it to Shundoff on the left side. Pass inside, dangerous one. Squires trying to keep it alive, can't, as it's stolen away by DeVore. So DeVore comes up with the steal, and she'll give it up ahead here for Baugh. So Wood River brings it across the timeline. A little bit less than 6 minutes to go in a 51-25 ball game. From the elbow, jumper by Burghardt is no good. Squires pulls down the rebound, and that has it tied up. And the loose ball is going to be picked up finally by Shayla Connor. So we'll give Connor credit for the rebound there. And now Prasoski will give it back out to Connor, top of the key. They give it off left side here for Maddie Squires, who had a rebound ripped out of her hands just a little bit ago. Shundoff gives it top of the circle for Prasoski. Prasoski passed through the lane, but touched by Wood River. So the Stars will maintain possession. Anna Squires is going to come into the ball game for Shundoff. So Anna and her big sister, you want to call a sophomore a big sister. Maddie Squires back out there. The inbounder for Anna. Give it off left side to Prasoski, the inbounder. She'll fire a three. It's no good. And the rebound goes out of bounds. Saved by Prasoski. Back out to Squires. Squires jumper is no good. Squires kept it alive. Connor gets it. Connor gets it inside, and the layup by Colling is no good. Kearney Catholic doing a great job of rebounding in there. They pull down a couple of rebounds as Squires had one and Connor had one, and then finally they were able to get the ball up ahead here to Whitney Colling, and now Colling's going to go line and shoot a couple. So Colling will have two free throws after the foul was whistled on Kelsey Baugh. That's just going to be her first. And the first one's up and good. Kylie Teal going to come in. Shayla Connor will come out. So a freshman coming in for the senior. 5:07 to go in the ballgame, 52-25. Second free throw up and no good. Rebound out of there by Wood River. Snagging the bound there was Maddie Luer. Kearney Catholic knocks the ball loose, and we're going to have a reaching foul whistled on Kearney Catholic. And sliding in there, going after the ball, Whitney calling, and that kind of bailed out the trouble that Wood River was in. Now Wood River will tie a shoe here with 4:57 to go, fourth quarter, 52-25. Kearney Catholic with the comfortable lead here over Wood River. Kelsey Baugh with the pass on the inside that's stolen away by Squires. Squires comes up with it. And they'll get it inside for Teal. And Teal is pushed, but before she puts up a shot. Well, unofficially, turnovers, one of the major factors here in the ball game, as 31 turnovers compared to 8 unofficially. So the foul on Burghardt, which is her third, will set up a free throw coming up here, and it is no good for Teal, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Eagles. So Kearney Catholic gets the team rebound, and they'll inbound it. Prasoski gets it to Squires, Teal's got it, gives it off here for Maddie Squires to Anna on the right side. Anna with the dribble in the lane, a little floater, short, and Big Sister tries to save it, does, but into the hands of Kelsey Baugh. So Baugh's the one that comes down with the rebound, and on the runner are the Eagles. They pass it up ahead. Anna Squires with the block. Loose ball's picked up here by Luer. They kick it out for Baugh. Baugh's shot will not fall. And the long rebound is taken out, and Prasoski has it. Prasoski having a little trouble handling it. She'll back out with it, fire a three. It's no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Luer. Pass up ahead here for Burghardt. Burghardt will drive the lane. That shot won't go in, and we got a foul on the rebound, I think, on Prasoski. And that will be 7 fouls here on the Stars. And for Allie Prasoski, that will be her third. Messbarger and Long going to check in here for Kearney Catholic. And for the Eagles, Emily Loy comes into the ballgame. The foul is whistled on Teal, and the free throw is up and good for Sam Luer. So she hits the front end of the 1-1. And the second free throw is up and good. So 52-27. Messbarger is going to penetrate. Kick it back out to Studi. Inside now for Long. Long gives it to Teal. Teal's going to drive. Flips it for Squires. Squires has it knocked out of her hands, but into the hands of Messbarger. And Messbarger with a little floater up and in. Again, just that quick first and second step there by Michelle Messbarger. She gets her hands on the ball, and we've got a 27-point ball game. 54-27. Entry pass inside. Wood River turns it over. As coming up with it is Kearney Catholic. And a ball knocked loose. Tip back out here for Studi. Studi's going to fire the three. It's no good. And the long rebound there for Baugh, and also a long pass by her, gets it to Burghardt. Burghardt passed through the lane, and tracking it down in the corner is Emily Loy. That was actually a great pass, but the offensive player didn't see it. And now the steal by Baugh. Baugh's going to take it off glass. That won't fall as Kearney Catholic turns the ball over. And now they're running the floor. They get it to Teal. Teal, short little jumper, no good. Offensive rebound is up and in. For Kearney Catholic, snagging the bound there is Morgan Studi, as Studi makes the little putback after the miss here for Kearney Catholic, and the Stars call timeout. 2:42 to go here in the fourth quarter. It's 56-27. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. Again, 56-27 Stars. We're back right after this.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum. The Stars right now with a 56-27 lead with 2:42 to go. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. Eagles bring it the offensive zone. That's going to be Kelsey Bosch. She'll get it off of her left side for Emily Loy. Loy gave it away. Now gets it back on that left side. They double-team her, so she'll skip it over here to Burghardt. Back to Loy. Loy just inside the three-point arc with a jumper. It's no good. And rebound out of there by Jordan Streit. And Streit had it knocked out of her hands. And out of bounds. Last touch by Kearney Catholic. So we'll give that a rebound and then a turnover on the Stars. So Baugh will inbound it. And she'll toss it in here for Loy. Skip pass on the right side for Baugh. Baugh will fire a three and hits the three. Kelsey Baugh catching in rotation. She now has 11 points in the ball game. Sam Luer has 13, so there's 24 of the 30 points here for the Eagles, and we got a timeout. Kearney Catholic, 2:05 to go. Quick 30-second timeout here for the Stars with 2:05 to go, 56-30. We'll take the timeout with them, brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We're back right after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Well, the Stars now with a 26-point lead as they lead it 56-30. Again, this timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. It is a final, Ravenna over Dauphin Trumbull, 54-44 in girls basketball. That's on our sister station, Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. Doug Dude will have the second half of that game, the Dauphin Trumbull Ravenna boys game. Should be a pretty good Luplac Conference matchup. Here on ESPN 1460, we too have a Luplac Conference matchup. Right now, the Kearney Catholic girls in command 56-30 with 2:05 to go. Of course, the boys' game coming up here in just a little bit. Inbounding the ball here for the Stars is going to be Morgan Teal, and Morgan Teal's pass is deflected to Sarah Oldfather. Oldfather will give it off here for Streit, and Elena Bach on that left side had the dribble, and as she was about to pass, the intended target of that pass moved, so she ends up taking a little extra step with it, and that'll be a turnover here on the Stars. Right wing, Emily Loy facing some pressure, and Loy gets it back. She is shut off there by Mackenzie Smith. They get it off here for Burghardt. Burghardt drives the baseline, kicks it back out top of the circle for Baugh. It's going to go in the backcourt. She'll be over and back, but loose ball's picked up, and they're going to say Mackenzie Smith double dribbled with it. Yeah, ball was saved, but after the offensive player went to the backcourt, it's the same as being out of bounds. In any event, both teams basically swapped turnovers here. As really, Kearney Catholic should have had possession of the ball game, but this late in the game, they're gonna just let the clock run as much as they can. Mackenzie Smith, another good defensive play here, but she ran out of room and she made the steal on the sideline. And so the Eagles will inbound it again. They'll get it off here for Alyssa Brown. Brown gives it on the left side for Lily Wadicheski. Wadicheski gets it inside, and Jessica Rauert will lay it up and in. Nice pass inside for Rauert, who now has a couple points here in the ball game. Her first two of the night. Pass on the inside, and we got a foul. Morgan. It was, Sarah Oldfather. She was in so many purple jerseys around her, couldn't even tell who was in there, but she's going to go to the free throw line. She's going to have a couple of shots. The foul was whistled on Emily Loy. That's going to be her first, and Oldfather's free throw is up and good. And now on the season, Sarah Oldfather from the free throw line is now 2 out of 3. Her second free throw is on the way, and it is good. So Old Father now has 5 points on the season, two here in the ballgame. Brown's got it off on that left side, and the pass stolen away. Coming up with it is Smith. Smith will drive, take it off glass, a little bit too strong. Offensive rebound by Elena Bach. Bach's going to pass it back inside for Old Father. Old Father's shot will not fall. And so Kearney Catholic still looking for some points here. They lead it 58-32. Pass on that left side. Strite will pick up the missed shot. And so she'll snag the rebound. And they'll give it off here on the right wing. With it is Elena Bach. Bach, little jump stop, little floater. Hits the iron, no good. Offensive rebound. It lays up and will not fall for Sarah Oldfather. And they're going to say that Oldfather, when she pulled down that rebound, also took a little extra step with it. Less than 30 seconds to go here in the ballgame. It's 58-32. Pass kicked up ahead here for Lily Wadacheski. Wadacheski gets it back out for Emily Loy. Loy gives it off on the left side for Alyssa Brown. Back onto the baseline. There's Wadacheski. Her three will not fall. Offensive rebound taken out of there by Loy. Loy gets it on that right side for Sloan Turks, and it's off the mark and rebounded out of there by Strite. Strite will shoot at the buzzer from half court. It will not fall. And your final score, Kearney Catholic 58, Wood River 32. Next up for the Stars tomorrow, they'll be in Grand Island to take on Grand Island Central Catholic, a game that you'll hear on our sister station, Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. Wood River tomorrow will be taking on Donovan Trumbull. And a reminder for you that Donovan Trumbull is playing right now in a doubleheader on our sister station, 98.9 FM, as they fell to Ravenna earlier tonight, 54-44. Boys game coming up there. Boys game coming up here in about 20, 25 minutes or so. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll take a look at all the numbers. We come back right after this.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
And welcome back here to the Misco Sports Post Game Show. Misco Sports Incorporated has been keeping you geared up for games for years and will for years to come. Call them at their Ord storefront location today. See them before the games begin. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on now at Misco's. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. And once again, our final in this one, 58-32. The Stars now 11-0. On the season, as Wood River now falls to 2-6 on the year. Let's check the numbers. First of all, we'll take a look at some team numbers, certainly not all of them, but from the free throw line, Kearney Catholic was nearly perfect in the first half. That was not the case in the second half, as it finished 10 of 19 from the free throw line. Wood River is still pretty solid. They were 9 of 12. Three-point shooting, Wood River was 3 of 8. Kearney Catholic was 6 of 25. Two-point shooting, 7 of 17 was Wood River. Kearney Catholic was 15 of 29. So overall, 21 of 54 from the field here for Kearney Catholic, which is not an outstanding percentage, but 54 shots. That's rather impressive compared to 25 for Wood River. They were 10 of 25. Rebounding, the edge went to Kearney Catholic unofficially, 37 to 23, so a 14 rebounding advantage. And in terms of turnovers, 37 turnovers by Wood River compared to 17 for Kearney Catholic. So again, an advantage of 20 in terms of turnovers and steals, and an advantage for Kearney Catholic in rebounding of about 14. So that's 34 more possessions through the course of a basketball game, and one reason why the Stars pick up a 58 to 32 win here over Wood River. And so let's take a look at some individual numbers for you. We'll begin, first of all, for the Wood River Lady Eagles. And leading the way was Sam Luer. She finished with 13 points on the night. Kelsey Baugh with 11. Maddie Luer with 6. And Jessica Rowert finished with 2 points on the night. Again, overall field goal shooting, 10 of 25. That's 40% here in the basketball game. They were 75% from the free throw line. Their three-point shooting on the night was 37.5% for the Wood River Eagles. Leading rebounder, Maddie Luer. She finished with 7. 3 each for Sam Luer, Kelsey Baugh, and Alexa Burghardt. And again, Wood River falls now to 2-6 on the season. Next up for them tomorrow, they'll be taking on Ravenna up in Ravenna, and that obviously will not be an easy task. It's never easy for anybody to win up in Ravenna except for the hometown Blue Jays. For Kearney Catholic, leading scorer for them unofficially was Kylie Teal off the bench. She finished with 11 points on the night. Michelle Messbarger, also off the bench, finished with 10. Only two stars in double figures, but you got 11 from Teal, 10 from Messbarger. Morgan Studi with 9. Allie Prasoski finished with 8. Caitlin Long then with 6. Shayla Connor with 4. Maddie Squires with 4. Anna Squires with 3. Sarah Oldfather went 2-for-2 from the free throw line. She finished with 2 points on the night. And Whitney Colling with 1 point on the evening as well. Unofficially, rebounding leader, like every night it seems like, Maddie Squires. She's got 11 rebounds here in the basketball game. Anna Squires finished with 6 of the two Squires, finished with 17 rebounds between them. And for Maddie, a nice little, well, not double-double because she only finished with 4 points on the night, but just kind of felt like it was almost a double-double kind of night here for Maddie Squires. But 11 rebounds for Maddie, 6 rebounds for Anna Squires, 4 each for Shayla Connor and Kayla Shundoff. For Kearney Catholic, from the field, they shot 21 of 54 overall, for right at 39%, excuse me, they were about 51%, almost 52% from two-point range. Their three-point shooting was only 24%, and they were 10 of 19 from the free throw line for 53% on the night. Next up for Kearney Catholic, they'll be traveling to Grand Island to take on the Lady Crusaders of Grand Island Central Catholic, and we'll have that game for you tomorrow on our sister station, Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. Once again, our final score on the night, 58 to 32, Kearney Catholic with the win, over Wood River. And so a comfortable win for Kearney Catholic's girls. It won't be that easy for either one of these two boys' teams, as we really expect a really evenly fought basketball game between Kearney Catholic and Wood River in our boys' game. We're going to step away for about 10 minutes or so, and then we'll be back for coverage of the boys' basketball game between the Stars and the Eagles. Once again, our final, Kearney Catholic 58 to 32 over Wood River in girls' basketball. We'll be back in about 10 minutes for coverage of the boys right here on ESPN Radio.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of KXPN and the KXPN Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.